Welcome to the show. It gives me, as always, great pleasure to introduce Mr. David Buick, Senior Market Commentator for Panmure Gordon. Morning to you, David.
Morning to you, Moose.
Right, let's kick off with UK interest rates. Some people are suggesting they're going up in November. Mr. Carney's reputation of being an unreliable boyfriend in the summer. There was a number of surveys suggesting the UK was a 50-50 chance of going into recession. Do you see interest rates going up in November? Part one of the question. And part two of the question, is that it for the foreseeable future? Do you think there'll be any further rises in 2018?
A lot of questions there. First and foremost, do I think it's going up in November by 0.25% to where it was, i.e. at 0.5% before the referendum on the 23rd of June last year? Yes. Why? I could be facetious and say because Mark Carney said so or implied so, he didn't say so because he can't because of the MPC decision. But I get the impression that there is a consensus of opinion now that believes that the data warrants it, particularly inflation, which is around 3%. There's a school of thought that thinks that that may have tapered out. But if the pound is at 135, that's one thing, it has tapered out. But it came down to 130 as a result of the vulnerability of the Prime Minister after the Tory Party conference when her position looked pretty vulnerable.
Yep.
And now it's bounced back a little bit up to 131.5. And you've seen a movement in the FTSE accordingly, depending on the value of sterling. Now, the thing that surprised me was yesterday, because it endorses the figure that when Mark Carney last spoke about interest rates, he said that even though wage inflation was lagging behind inflation at around 2.4%, he did say that in the previous 3 months it had been 3%, which is, you know, I think the criteria or the litmus test that will make him move. For a long-term interest rate hike, could this be the first of many? I don't see it. There's too many imponderables. Even if the UK economy is going to be fine, we're due later in the week to hear from the IMF, who is likely to say that the world economy has improved and that everybody's gone up, with the possibility of the United Kingdom, which because of the adverse publicity that Brexit has attracted. A lot of it is the scaremongering, which has made investors very cautious. And if investors are very cautious, of course, they don't invest. And you feel that fact, you know, whether it's through the shops or whether it's through actual programs of expanding your business. And I think that's quite important. I don't think the data is there for a protracted interest rate hike. I can't see it in a month of Sundays in the current climate. But there is no question of any doubt about it. Mark Carney, as we all are, is extremely concerned about consumer debt and should be.
Yep.
But if you put it up 0.25%, so what? Because these credit card companies charge about
25%
of whatever it is.
Okay. Second question, Brexit. I read intensely, okay? I've read so many documents on this, okay? What's your latest thought? Is Theresa May really in charge of this country at the moment? Are we in charge of our Brexit strategy? Is anybody talking sensibly out there? What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are that despite the fact that I think with a strong government, which we currently don't have because we don't have an overall majority, but had we had a strong government, maybe a hard Brexit might have been the answer in every sector because it's clean, it's clinical, and you know where you stand. But I think we are going to become increasingly reliant upon the financial sector, and there is no question that the City of London feels that a two-year period of transition is absolutely fundamental after the 29th of March, was endorsed with a very strong interview that Sir Howard Davis, the chairman of the Royal Bank of Scotland, gave to Sky News on Sunday, saying that if the government does not get its act together in terms of some kind of trade agreement as regards the City of London, you will see thousands of people, droves of them, leave the City of London and repatriate in Paris, Frankfurt, Amsterdam, Dublin and elsewhere. I think Sir Howard, who is a man I respect enormously, was right to caution the government that they are they're not making any progress because the European Union feels extremely strong and therefore it feels completely entitled to be intransigent. We have made concessions in all areas, in Northern Ireland, in terms of the citizens' rights, and some progress has made the budget. We need some reciprocity from the European Union. We're not getting it. I don't actually think that if there is a hard Brexit, which I don't see now, because I don't think she's strong enough to be able to work on that basis, by all means threaten a Brexit, a hard leave, look, we're out of here because we're getting nothing out of you. but this has dragged on too long for that to be a real possibility, in my opinion. But Sir Howard Davis, I think, knows as well as I do that the idea that a couple of hundred thousand people could be repatriated out of the City of London into Brussels, or, sorry, I mean Paris and Frankfurt, is not possible.
Yep.
Because of the cost of doing it and the ability and the time frame and everything else, I don't think it's possible. But it doesn't mean that in the wrong circumstances, we could lose a substantial amount of business. We've seen also, if I may just quickly on this point, Deutsche Börse, having failed to agree terms, or their shareholders failed to agree terms to merge with the London Stock Exchange, are going into a joint venture of the Eurex over the derivative for clearing. The United States of America has warned Europe not to mess with something that isn't broken, but obviously we've got a situation now of a political taking over the sense of what should be logical, we should leave it as it is. And I think, unfortunately, that the United States will be the gainers and not Europe. But that is, again, another threat. The European Union, be in no doubt, means business. And anything they can do to wreck the City of London, trust me, they'll do it.
Third part, October, historically, a bad month for stock markets, 29.87, well documented. We come into an extraordinary situation, record highs almost every other day on Wall Street. VIX, the fear index, the volatility index, had a record low. It seems and feels too quiet when I talk to market participants. How on earth can you advise clients at the moment to buy new highs and or ignore the fact it is October? And obviously so many geopolitical risks currently.
The scenario that you painted, nobody could possibly argue with. There's three things that I think could wreck markets and could see some sort of reversal in October. One, if the geopolitical heat between North Korea, Iran and the United States of America got out of hand, that could actually frighten people. A consistent rise in interest rates on a global basis.
Yep.
The United States, I think, have proved to themselves, despite that awful non-farm payroll figure of minus 33, which I ignore because of they're always subject to adjustment and also you have the hurricanes and everything else.
Yep.
But the rate of unemployment came down to 4.2%. The wage inflation rate was good at 2.9%. And therefore, she's got the data she wants to work and move in December. If that were to go on a protracted basis with the United Kingdom putting up interest rates, with Japan putting up interest rates, which I do not see, and the European Union, which seems to be lagging behind the curve, deciding they want to withdraw or start withdrawing the levels of quantitative easing, I can see it. But until that happens, Moose, we're likely to see reasonable third quarter earnings in the United States, which starts this week, or the banks at the end of this week. Bank shares in the United States have gone up 10% in September. Now, you could say, well, there's a great chance for taking profits, and you're probably right. I think people know that with the prospect of higher interest rates, banks are not going to suffer.
David Buett, thank you very much indeed.
Pleasure.